Here at the Van Trump Conference in Kansas City, we're joined by Carter Williams. He's CEO of iSelect. And first of all, tell me what iSelect is.
iSelect is a venture capital firm. We invest in agriculture technologies, healthcare, energy type technologies. We're based in St. Louis, and we invest really throughout the Midwest.
And today, you know, you talked about some of the challenges with the early stage investing. Tell me some of those.
So in Silicon Valley, if you're doing a startup, there are people providing capital any time of the day. In the 50s and the 60s, throughout this entire country, you used to go to your local bank, get money, start a business. In the Midwest, the capital is not available to, if somebody sees an opportunity to create an innovation in agriculture or healthcare or energy, there's a real shortfall of available local capital. So that means that those entrepreneurs either never come out to play, or they move to Silicon Valley, or they go somewhere else. And so it cuts down on the amount of innovation. And we believe that there's about an $8 billion shortfall per year of that innovation. And just as we get excited about what's going on with like a Netflix, you know, do we have the Netflix of agriculture? What's the Netflix of healthcare? And so what iSelect is focused on is, instead of going to Silicon Valley to find people that know something about ag, let's go to the Midwest and find people who know ag and then make sure the capital's there for them to grow.
And you talk about some of those new technologies and things like that. Are there any things coming up we should be aware about?
So companies like Benson Hill, which we're an investor in, is dramatically changing the seed design business, so to speak. In the first instance, they're using hybridization. They're using data analytics, a lot of AI, to help dramatically shorten the time it takes to sort of figure out the right crop and to modify the seed. And where a lot of people are sort of hung up on GMO, they're going to the next generation of using things like CRISPR, which is a form of gene editing. So instead of bringing foreign matter in to modify the gene, they can actually go selectively edit the gene and increase its nutritional value or the yield, fiddle with photosynthesis. They can make it so that it uses less water. So that's the first thing that we're sort of doing. The next thing is, as people look at probiotics as new technologies to sort of improve, to replace fertilizer, we're bringing standards to that so that rather than that feeling like it's some goofy little magic, that we can actually deliver that in a way that agronomists can use it. And then we're also looking at things like RNA technology, an interruption technology with RNA that can shut down like a red ant. So it's a very selective insecticide that is a biologic that would decay quickly, but that you can drop, kill an insect very quickly, but it doesn't have any other secondary toxic effect.
You said it's important today to get the GDP growth at 4%. Is that going to be possible? Or how do we go about doing that?
So this country ran at about 3 to 4% per year in the 50s and 60s because there were people innovating in every single state of the union. So it's worked in the past. So if we can close the gap of capital, I think that the one thing is we get really confused about what's going on in the rest of the world is Americans are the most innovative people on the face of the planet. We've been that way for 250 years. So if you know, entrepreneurs can do more than expected for a lot less than expected. And all we need to do is get a hell out of their way, get them funding, let them start creating things. And there's going to be a Sam Walton of agriculture and healthcare who's going to solve these problems that people in D.C., the guys in D.C. are sitting there trying to figure out how to solve them. They don't have a first clue. It's really people who are out in the Midwest and elsewhere that are going to really develop those.
Do you think this could happen under a Trump administration?
I was just down in D.C., and I would say that I met with some of the people that are on the Trump team. They're some of the smartest people I've ever run into, so you know, don't get confused here about what's going on. And the thing I really am intrigued with Trump is he is, when he sort of dug in on the carrier thing, he's willing to sort of fight the issue. And I think the subtlety of like carrier is he's really going after regulation. The thing that's really holding back entrepreneurs is various odd sorts of regulations that are idiosyncratic and really slow the entrepreneur down and just wear them down. They want to build a product, and all of a sudden they got to follow 400 different rules. So my sense from what I've seen on the inside is that Trump is really going to push hard on that, and that Trump is going to raise, when everybody else isn't paying attention, Trump's going to say, look here, look at this guy here, look at this guy here, we need to fix this, and use his bully pulpit to draw more attention and take all the naysayers and sort of swat them away. And so, yes, I think Trump is going to really surprise us in the power of his message.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
I am more excited now about what the opportunities are to come. So there was a long time ago where we all worked on farms and agriculture moved over to manufacturing, and the world changed and got more productive, and things actually got a lot better, and productivity actually helped the total economy grow, and everybody benefited from that. I think we're going through a similar kind of transition. And the opportunities to bring technology back into agriculture fairly systematically improve those things, and that there are going to be a great deal more opportunities in agriculture to deliver value to people because the entire world is growing, and the entire world needs more protein, so they need different kinds of crops. And I think the people who are going to deliver that better than anybody are people in the United States. And the technologies that we're bringing online make us take the ingenuity of the American people plus the productivity of the technology to deliver something on a world scale. And we've done that. Every single time we've done that, our economy has grown. And so the opportunity is there for us to take.
Carter Williams is CEO of the iSelect Fund. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.